Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Final preseason exhibition game tonight for Mike Woodson's basketball Hoosiers. 7 o'clock against St. Francis. Coach Mike saw some good stuff the other day from newcomers Malik Renew and Jalen Hood-Shafino. Race was hitting his threes. Hopefully TJD and Tamar Bates are back tonight, but still plenty to piece together and smooth out using this month of November to do so. But as Coach Mike was telling us,
I just think the fact that the young guys are competitive. I mean, the quicker they can pick up things, you know, the better off we're going to be as a team. You know, I'm constantly on them about being a sponge and really trying to learn what we're trying to, you know, teach.
And that's not to say this month of November schedule is any softy, but this is why you play these little exhibition games to, you know, smooth out some things and put the pieces together. Big Ten Plus tonight at 7 o'clock, and the season opener officially against Morehead State next Monday at 7 o'clock. Terry Morin's women, 7 o'clock Friday night against Kentucky Wesleyan. Well, the Eagles should be 8-0 at night's end. They're 2 touchdown favorites to win in Houston tonight. Pregame on the airwaves at 7:30 Thursday Night Football. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So number 3 South gearing up to win and defend its sectional championship tomorrow night, hosting city rival North at 7 o'clock. Gabe Johnson's defense allowing now less than 11 points a game. That 28-point winning margin at Columbus East last week was the smallest of the year for the Southsiders. That's just how good they've been in this 8-1 season. It's run defense. We've talked about it all season, rock solid. Still, no team has dented the Panther goal line. And as Gabe was telling us,
well, we think that's a good thing, and that's where it starts, I think, for us, just making sure that we, you know, can get the opposing offense off the field. But we've been able to, you know, three and out, or turnover, and that's kind of been how we've started games fast.
Yeah, the Panthers turning 3 turnovers into 21 points the other night at Columbus East. Gabe Johnson and the Panthers have won the last 4 against the Cougars. Don't forget, tickets remain on sale at both city high schools. They're $7. They'll remain on sale through Friday. Our coverage will begin at 6:30 from Huff Memorial on Friday night. IU hoops against St. Francis tonight, BTN Plus at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.